Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care, piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And our thanks to highspeedweb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, we were supposed to be out at the wonderful Camp Canaan, but Mother Nature just didn't quite cooperate, and I just told Matt I am not getting on that zip line when it's pouring rain out there. And he said, that's a good idea, because I don't want to have to send you to the hospital. But Matt Harper is our guest today. He's the executive director of Camp Canaan, which has been in existence now, what?
11 years.
11 summers. 11 summers. Wow. I can remember when there was nothing out there. Do you go back that far? Were you there when there was nothing there?
Yeah, so I moved up here in January 2005 to help start the camp. Nick and Tiffany Wimmer, they started the camp in 2004. April is when we got our nonprofit.
You know, I want you, because this community grows so much between every time I get a guest back, I want you to try in a short synopsis to tell the story of Camp Canaan, because this really is fascinating as to how it even came into existence. Go ahead.
So my friends and I worked at camps in college and decided, why not start one? So Nick and Tiffany are the founders, and we worked our last summer in Deep Creek, Maryland at a camp together. And Nick had, at that point, been working for a single-parent ministry in Charlotte called Christ Our Shepherd. He was their program director, and he shared the vision about wanting to start a camp with the founder of that organization. And she said, I have this great piece of property down in Rock Hill. It's a 100-acre island. You have to check it out. So Nick took us down there. We had to jump the fence, the gate at the time, and we went on to Sand Island. And they actually harvested sand from Sand Island to build I-77. So it has an amazing topograph out there. It's a 100-acre island. And so she's like, yep, that's what the Lord wants for this property. So we started as a nonprofit in 2004, and we got our first round of buildings in 2009. And we've grown from our first weeks, we had 18 kids a week, and now we have 180 kids a week. So we've grown quite a bit in the last 11 summers, and the Lord's really blessing it.
That is something. So a little bit about you, your background. You know, have you always been involved with camping like this?
Yeah, so in college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I became a Christian.
Which most people don't.
I became a Christian at 18. I was going to go into the military, but becoming a Christian, I decided to go to a Christian university. So I went to Palm Beach Atlantic University, and I studied many things, including religious studies. And I decided I didn't want to, pursue the religious studies degree anymore, so I got out with communications. But I got involved doing camps in college, and I haven't stopped. When I first moved here, I was working construction full-time, working at Starbucks, all to help start the camp. And Nick and I would all take a week off for jobs and do 1 week of a camp, and then go back to work. And so it didn't become full-time until 2009. So mainly construction. I also was a social worker with mentally handicapped adults for 2 years. But I just love jobs, serving people. That's what the Lord's kind of put in my heart to do.
Good for you. Well, for those who have not been to Camp Canaan, it really is a 100-acre paradise right out there in the Catawba. I mean, right smack dab in the Catawba. You take India Hook Road all the way till there is no more India Hook Road.
Correct.
And turn right, and there it is. That's
correct.
Where you are.
Yep.
So here you are 11 years later. And I was telling you before we went on the air, I know it's been 6-7 years since I've been out there. I remember there being the following. A little bridge to go over the water to get in there. Then you had some type of, I'll call it administrative building on the left-hand side. And then I think all there was a pavilion building of some kind further on down the property right next to a big, large field where you did all kinds of outdoor activities.
Correct.
Now, Bring me up to speed. What is there now?
So when we built that administrative building, we also built two cabins. And so we've recently started selling out the last 2 years. This year we had over 400 kids on the waiting list, and that's actual campers on the waiting list, and they, which was more than 1,000 registrations because they signed up. They wanted to come more than 1 week. So we sold out. We ran out of swimming space, so we actually built a lake on an island. It's an acre lake that we just stocked with fish. So we stocked with 500 bluegill, 200 shell crackers, and about 2,000 fathead minnows. In the spring, we're going to stock it with some bass so kids can catch trophy bass when they come out to camp. Also, last year, we ran out of space, and so we built a covered basketball court. We always had a basketball court out there, but we built a covered basketball court. We put a covering over it so we can have a dry space when it rains, but also protect the kids from the sun when it's too hot. And we've also built, since you've been out there, a zipline canopy tour that goes back and forth across the Catawba River. We have a total of 9 ziplines. We have a high adventure course with many elements on it, anything from the leap of faith to a giant swing to a 600-foot gravity zip. We also just completed a 3-sided climbing tower in the spring of 2017. So we've had quite a bit out there. And now this year we have our fall benefit November 8th, and we've had to do 3 or 4 lunches a day in that small administration building. And it's just a lot of setup and breakdown. So we're actually raising money to put sides on the basketball pavilion that we covered last year. And so we can try to do on-site food service. And we're trying to team up with our local caterer that's been providing food with us, Waiter's Choice. And so our goal is to provide food, but also be able to just do one lunch period a day so we don't have to set up and break down 3 different lunch periods. And then we also have a design, because we have such a wait list, we're working with Vignette Architecture, and they're designing a new cabin for us that will be sleep about 65.
All right, so take me through the – I lost track of all this.
Okay.
We have how many cabin buildings right now?
Currently 2. We can sleep 50 campers.
All right. 2 cabins, and that'll sleep 50 campers.
Correct.
All right. And you want to build a third.
Correct.
Tell me about that one.
So the third, we're going to kind of, after doing 10 years of camp, we've learned from our current design, and we're going to change up that design so we can break it up easier for male and female. And that way there's more private bathrooms, but also the kids and retreat groups love to have a shared meeting space. So the cabin will have 2 sides to it on each side, and there'll be a shared space per side. So it'd just be a great space for kids. It'll also expand on how many staff we can hire. So the plan is to put 50 more kids in there, but also hire 15 more staff for the camp because we're growing so much.
Now, camp obviously operates during the summer months.
Correct.
But you're more than just a summer camp.
Correct. Yeah, we host retreat groups, corporate groups. Yesterday we had True Homes out. They do a corporate retreat with us every year, and we help them with team building. We facilitate a high adventure for them. We do a lot of church groups, retreat groups, day events, birthday parties during the year, and also we host a lot of school groups. We've had Oak Ridge Middle School from Clover. They came out. We did 100-person groups, 3 of them. So they brought about 300 kids out, and we do that with many schools around the area. We have an awesome team building program that's really for any age and any physical ability. So we're really honing in on what we do.
So when you say team building,
right?
You take a look at who's coming out.
Right.
You take a look at ages.
And their goals.
And I'm sure you probably have organizations that say, look, I just want to bring everybody out and do some esprit de corps. I just want people to start feeling good about themselves and what they're doing.
Yes, correct. So one of our best team building programs for any age is for kids and adults. It's called the Island Challenge. And what we do, we set up about 30 stations, and you break into groups of 8 to 10. And from there, you go complete as many activities as you can to get currency. And once you've gotten that currency, you either build an H2GO rocket, a big glider. We have many different things that you can build, and then you compete against the other teams. So you take these, we build big gliders. So you have big wooden dowels, you know, poster board, all kinds of stuff to make the best glider you can make. Or we have the H2GO rockets, and we actually put altimeters in them. And so they try to build rockets to see who can go the highest. So, I mean, we've It's a great program. Kids and adults both get very creative and competitive. The adults get a little bit more competitive than the kids, believe it or not.
I imagine that.
It's a great time. And any age group or physical ability can do it.
So where do you get all these ideas?
We hire the best people in the area. So we just hired a new program director, Matt Hunt. Drew Hart is our summer director. And so we all just kind of kick around ideas. We go to what's called a 3CA, Christian Camping Conference Association, and we kick around ideas between other camps and just look around and we'll see what other people are doing. But we have the most unique piece of property. We're an island off the coast of Rock Hill is what we like to say. And we just try to have the most creative experience with our property that you can do. Get people outside, thinking outside of the box, get them out of the office, and help free up their space on their hard drive.
I.e. their brain. So, in a course of a year, like this current year, how many summer campers came in and out of that place?
So we had nine sessions of summer camp. We averaged 180 kids per session. So we have 128 day campers. 50 resident campers, and then we have CITs, which is the 14 and 15-year-olds, and then we have assistant counselors, which are 16-year-olds.
So that's over 1,600 kids.
Correct, and we also have a teen leadership program for 14 to 16-year-olds, and they actually go hiking on the Appalachian Trail. We have three different trips planned where they can go whitewater rafting, rock climbing, mountain biking, and it's a discipleship program if they want to be a counselor.
So that's over and above this?
Over and above that.
Plus. Wow, gee, that's a bunch. So, and then during the non-camping months, how many people will cycle in and out of there for retreats and what have you?
So we run zipline canopy tours every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have two tours, and that's open to the public. So we run a 10 a.m. tour and a 2 p.m. tour Saturday and Sunday, and just a 2 p.m. and a 6 p.m. on Fridays. We're actually about to do night zips, which is really cool. So if you're scared of heights, come out on a night zip. You can't see the ground. You zip with glow sticks. That's every Saturday in November. It's a phenomenal time. The first time I did it, and I've been doing this stuff a long time, it got me. So it's a great time, but it's an awesome experience. But we hold retreats every weekend, and we can sleep up to 72 in the cabin. So we hold retreats every weekend. We're fully booked through November. We have day events. So a day event can range anywhere from 20 up to 150. And we're filling the weeks up, which is really encouraging.
So it's not an overstatement to say that during the non-camping season, you'll cycle in and out of there thousands of people.
For sure. And we track all that through with ATAX. We've been given the ATAX grant because we're bringing companies and people from outside of Charlotte into York County. And we're really having a great impact on the community.
Well, you anticipated my next question. How do you fund this camp? I know you must charge for the campers and charge for these retreats.
Correct.
I mean, how does it all work?
So we are our budget is probably 90% from all of our programs, maybe about 8 to 10% from donations. So we're still a relatively new camp, so we don't have the lineage of most camps that have been around since the 40s or the 20s. So we're still building our donor base. So we're probably 90% funded by tuition and program fees. But we also have a scholarship program. So what we started doing, we started giving a percentage of our income all the way to scholarships. So we're always raising money for scholarships. But, for example, we funded privately ourselves $13,000 worth of scholarships. And it's based off of program revenue that we brought in over the previous year. And then over above that, we raised donations. Our goal is for a kid not to be able to come to camp.
So a week at camp for a child is going to be how much?
So our junior day camp is $289, and then our senior day camp is $315. And then our resident camp, which is you drop off on Sunday, pick up on Friday, is $589.
All right.
So it's a ranging ability. And then our team leadership camps are $789.
Okay. All right.
And that includes all adventure for the team leadership camp. You hop in a bus, and you're gone for a week.
So how do you come upon those that need a scholarship? I mean, do they just walk in and say, boy, I'd like to go here, and then they realize they can't afford it, or what?
So we post in our local schools, and if there's a scholarship need, we put that on our flyers. Also, we have on our website, we have the Promise Foundation scholarship. So they fill out an application, and then we determine the need based on the poverty scale.
Okay, so you've got a system for doing this. And
correct.
Roughly, I don't know, what percentage of the campers get some type of scholarship help?
So what we try, our goal is anywhere from 5 to up to 30% of our campers. It just depends on how much money is raised and how much the need is. We don't do full scholarships. We found that it's easier to actually fund most of the camp, and it's based off of income. So that way, we don't ever want a family to go without need. But last year, we saved 2 to 3 spots to up to four spots per camp for what the need was.
And you had no trouble filling those?
No trouble filling those, yeah.
That's great.
So, but our board members say if we run out of money, a lot of our board members say, let us know. We don't ever want a kid not to be able to go to camp.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Matt's been around here before. He's no stranger. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. And let's see who is here. Oh, Gary Simmel is going to help us with this. How do we do it, Gary? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden.
There we go. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
On October 24th, Piedmont Medical Center goes pink, a women's health event for our community. PMC Goes Pink is an evening of education and fun for women that's completely free. This educational ladies' night out in the hospital's Women's Tower Auditorium features local vendors, hors d'oeuvres, and drinks, a free gift, and health talks from women's health professionals. To register, go online to mypmc.com/breastcancerevent. That's mypmc.com/breastcancerevent.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for 4 generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have 6 pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Slice, slice, slice! Garden, garden, garden.
It's the only way that Substation 2 makes fresh subs and salads. All their meats, cheeses, and vegetables are sliced fresh right before your eyes. It's no wonder people keep coming back to Substation 2.
Slice, slice, slice! Garden, garden, garden!
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Matt Harper is with us today, the executive director of the wonderful Camp Canaan right out there in the middle of the Catawba River. As I say, take Indy Hook Road until there ain't no more Indy Hook Road, and look to the right, and there's this little tiny bridge as you go across. Is that about right?
That's right. If you want to see a view of it, we have an awesome video on our website that shows a drone view of the island. It's really cool.
And the website is?
www.campcanaan.org.
Campcanaan.org. Okay. So you had a little encounter with Mother Nature this past spring when it just wouldn't stop raining no matter where you were here in the upstate. Rain. And one day Duke Energy said, we got to release a bunch of water from this dam. You got notified, but and you just had a lot of water that did a lot of damage.
Correct, yep. Yeah, we lost about $125,000 within 4 hours, which is very eye-opening. The biggest disappointment was that we had to cancel all the kids. We had to cancel 180 kids, and there's no, since we had a waiting list, there's no place for it to reschedule. So those kids just missed out, which broke our heart, because we're here for kids. That's why we started the camp. So we had just built a new lake on the island, and we were in the process of filling it. And so the floodwaters came across that, damaged the lake, ripped out our well, just a lot of damage. We had a lot of landslides around the edge of the island, so we lost a lot of property. But overall, God blessed us. None of the buildings were damaged. This has been a loss of revenue and, you know, repairing, you know, some roads and different things. Our bridge wasn't damaged too bad. The True Homes came out with their foundation and their one of their framing contractors, Carolina Framing, and they repaired the bridge. And Jim Triplett came out and helped us out, got a bridge inspection for us, make sure that everything was safe. So we really had the community come around us. And that's what we're doing again with this fall benefit, is to help offset that loss that we had. That's a pretty big hit for a nonprofit of our size. But God is good. He's provided a way. We're not going to miss any payroll this winter. And he provided a lot of business in the off season to help make up for that. But we're still in the process of raising money.
So let's talk about this fall benefits. Go ahead. Give me all the details. How's this thing going to work?
Yeah, the fall benefits, November 8th, Friday, November 8th, and it's from 6 to 9. We're going to have some great barbecue out there, some oysters, live music, a lot of awesome silent auction items from people around the community that have supported us. It's just a really great event. It's actually going to be held under the covered basketball court. It's really cool because from last year's benefit, we raised enough money to cover the basketball court. So this year's benefit is going to be on the basketball court to show where the food service needs to happen. And it'll be in the basketball court overlooks our brand new lake. So the island has got more beautiful by building this lake. It's a very serene, fun place. It's not as serene in the summertime when you have 180 kids, you know, jumping in the lake and having a good time fishing, paddleboarding, kayaking. But we had our retreat group yesterday came out, True Homes, and they're just sitting around all the lake, just having a great time. So the fall benefit, November 8th, 6 to 9.
So the revenue from the fall benefits will go towards taking the basketball court, which has a roof on it.
Correct.
Enclosing it.
Yeah, three sides of it.
Three sides of it, and making what out of it?
We're gonna serve all of our camp meals under there. So that way we're not doing 3 to 4 lunches a day. Because last year we did 3 lunches, and half the kids we eat on the porch, half the kids inside. So we're just gonna step it up a notch, get all new tables and chairs, and just do one lunch period. So kids get more programming in, and it's not so much time waiting to eat and break down and set up.
Well, let me ask you this: if you have a roof over the basketball court, why do you need the sides? Is it just for bad weather? I mean, during the summer?
Yeah. So we know the Carolina thunderstorms. I'm from Florida, so I'm used to sudden thunder showers. But the island's the same way. We get rain coming in from the side, from up top, from below. It seems like. So we just need
the camping experience.
It is. So, but if we have the three, it also stops dust from coming. You know, like we have roads, and the summer, if there's no rain, it can be dusty. So it's really just to protect the food, and just no matter what, rain or shine, the kids can have a safe place to eat.
So your food is not prepared on site, is that right?
Correct. Our goal is to start preparing on site. So we're in the process of trying to raise money to buy a food truck and work with our local caterer, Waiter's Choice, to provide on-site food service. Waiter's Choice has been our caterer for the last 6 to 7 years for our resident camps. But we want to start doing on-site stuff a little bit more. So our goal is to build another cabin, provide meals on the basketball court, and then once we get that paid for, we don't want to create any debt as a camp, then we'll build a dining hall. And we have no need to be in the food service business. We always want a caterer to do it. We're not in there to make money on the food. We're just there to provide adventure activities for the kids.
So at some point, I mean, with all these, I mean, we talked earlier, you've got 1,600 kids coming through that camp during the summer.
Correct.
You got several thousand people coming through during the non-camping season. You'd almost think that kitchen concept or food concept would be higher up on the totem pole list.
Yeah, so our goal is to, with that, we can still serve our retreat groups and our day event groups because they'll be preparing on site. So if the corporate group wants to eat inside, they can eat inside the multi-purpose building. If they like to eat out on the, if it's nice weather, eat out on the basketball court, because we're going to have huge fans, those big air moving fans. So it'll be a great experience either way. So they'll just have options. And we're also going to get a new salad bar, electric salad bar, to keep their food fresh and just have more fresh options for the kids.
So you must be wearing out Waiter's Choice.
We are. Yeah, they do a great job for us, and they always have for the last 6 to 7 years.
So once you get this building enclosed, the basketball building enclosed, and you got a place for the kids to eat without Mother Nature coming through during the lunchtime hour.
Correct.
Is your next step to try to move towards some type of a kitchen facility?
Correct, yeah. So our kitchen facility will be a part of our dining hall.
Okay.
So we're building that new cabin. That's first on the list because our waiting list is so big. It's 450 kids. 112 of those were resident campers waiting for a spot. And we want the kids to hear the gospel. That's why we're there. Our theme this summer was kids knowing their true identity in Christ, not that it's in your social media page, your Twitter, Instagram, or what your friends think. But your identity is truly in Christ. And if a kid knows that, he knows everything. So we want kids to be able to come on the island, hear the gospel. The only thing that's stopping us now is the building.
You've heard the numbers on the population growth in your county?
Correct, yes.
It's hard for me to believe that when I came here 35 years ago, the population was about 125,000, and we're now bumping 400,000. And they say, wow, in 10 years, don't even ask, in 10 years it's just going to be so you're right. I mean, you're just going to have more and more demand for what you're doing out there at Camp Canaan.
Correct. And our goal is to stay out of debt. So we want to raise the money.
Yeah, don't go in debt.
Yeah. We got out of debt in 2017, December 2017. As soon as we did, the Lord literally opened the doors, and we sold out that year for the first time and had 400 kids on the waiting list. The previous year, when we had the debt, we were only 80% booked. So, I mean, we honor God with our finances, and He took care of it.
Good. All right, so all of this is on CampCanaan.org.
Correct.
And you can find all the information about everything we just talked about.
Correct.
Including the upcoming fall benefit. Now, do you have to buy a ticket for the fall benefit or just show up?
Yeah, so a lot of our board members are buying tables, invited people, but you can also buy individual tickets and couple tickets for that night.
Okay. So if you know a board member,
start tugging on their sleeve.
Yeah,
that's right.
Start tugging on their sleeve. Get me in there.
It really is. And the music's great. I'm not just going to say that because it's my wife and her friend Jason, but they do great music too. It's a lot of fun.
And you got a great board as well.
We have an awesome board.
You want to throw out any names of who's on your board?
Well, Mr. Gary Simrell's sitting here with us today. So he showed up at lunch, so it's great to see him.
Yeah.
Gary Williams is on our board.
Right.
Lee Gardner. Will Barron. Ronnie Collins from Williams & Fudge.
Good for you.
Jeff Morrow from Winthrop. James LeBerry from Beyond Marketing. We have an awesome board. Troy Nanette Lovins for Performance Matters. So great community people are part of our board.
Well, they've done a great job in selecting a good executive director, too. You're what it's all about.
Well,
so, Matt, thank you for being with us today on Straight Talk. Again, that website is CampCanaan.org, CampCanaan.org. And if you have a youngster and you want to get them to camp for 2020, you better get on there and sign
register
up.
Register January.
Yeah. Is that when it opens?
So we're going to do early registration for people who come to our fall benefit.
All right.
And then our registration to the public will open shortly after that in mid-December.
Okay, Matt, thanks for all that you do. Thanks for being on the show today. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And as always, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. We do it a magical way that most people know how we do it. And look at it, Gary. At the count of three, we're going to recite it for everybody. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Nicely done. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.